they got it in lockdown. You can't do anything in there without, you know, checking with them or paying them first.
I'm be aware of the situation there. When that place was still field and weeds, I was privy to what was going on and actually could have had my foot in the door there to do photography. But what you don't understand, and most people don't understand, is that whole deal there is not actually about the equestrian center. It's about all the land and property that was bought up around there to sell to people that own horses and to build that kind of a community. That equestrian center, actually, most of the serious equestrian people don't go there. The people that go there are the world class and the big stuff that nobody sells pictures at anyway. So it was never anything I really wanted to. I could have, but I had no desire. And it's like $6,000 for the year you pay them, and then you can go in there and shoot whatever venue they have going on there.
An event there about 2 years ago, and I swear there was at least 8 747s parked over at GSP. And I called up a buddy of mine, and I said, what the heck is BMW doing? And with all those big, big old cargo aircraft in there. He says, that's not BMW, bud. That's all horses.
Yeah, that was the World Equestrian Games. And that was their, that was their big show. That was their big deal. And now they do, they still do ranked shows and stuff there. But Tom, N0TR, went there, I believe, with Bernice because their granddaughter wanted to go see the WEGS, the World Equestrian Games. So they went there to kind of check it out and went and bought two hot dogs, I think two fries, and two Cokes, and it was $50.
The whole thing is just insane. It's just a huge money game. And a lot of the locals that lived around that are selling out now, oh, shoot. It's what they've done to the economic in there. Oh, they brag about, oh, we've really pumped this area up, and we're doing all this, and we're doing all that. Yeah, well, they're bringing people in from the outside and running all the locals off.
But to tell you the truth is, this is the same guy that built Wellington down in Florida, same developer, and he built Wellington up. Wellington's a big, huge, gigantic, high-dollar equestrian area, and he came up here. He was actually going to go to a different location. I forget where it was, and the townsfolk said, nope, we don't want you, and they wouldn't let him come, so he ended up over there in Mill Spring. What he did was he came in there, bumped everybody up, got all the property values to go super sky high, went in there and bought all the property at a low price, pumped it all up as an equestrian center, sold it at skyrocketing prices, ran off all the locals, put in all the new people, and now he's basically just, you know, reaping in the benefits.
That's basically what Jim Anthony did with the Cliffs at Glassy. Same MO. So, I don't know. It just depends on when and where you are on the food chain as to whether you're going to make any money on it or not. But I just don't care for that kind of thing.
I stepped away from it right at the beginning. I had an opportunity and decided I wasn't going to bite into that. And to tell you the truth, you know, hey, that's business. That's what the guy does. That's business. Okay. But he's one of these guys that just goes in and, well, best example I can give is buys a bankrupt company and builds it up a little bit and then sells it for millions or whatever, you know.
To go in and buy a company and then build it back up and do something with it, at least that's constructive. But, you know, where you go in and pump an area up just on hype, because you know what, at some point, that whole trialing thing is going to taper back down unless they can keep it going with the horses and everything. It's going to taper that back down, and, you know, the the slide back downhill is not going to be good. It's just like housing right now. My kids are, my daughter and her husband are trying to buy a house, and they're just not going to buy right now for the simple reason that, you know, a 1,500 square foot house at $158 a square foot, that's $250,000 on a postage stamp lot. They're going to wait until material prices come back down and the supply chain levels out and things start calming down, because all those people that are buying these new little cracker boxes with lousy construction being thrown up, they're going to be on the other side of a real bad shortfall.
Well, what that guy did there with that Triad Center was he got the World Equestrian Games contract, and then he built that equestrian center. And by doing that, everybody wanted to go and compete at the Equestrian Center a couple of times before they participated in the World Equestrian Games. So for several years before the World Equestrian Games were there, they were having competitions there, and during that time they were pumping it all up and promoting it and selling the property accordingly. And then the World Equestrian Games came and went, and that's the end of that. Pretty much they still do competition out there. They still have horse shows and they still run it, but most of the people that can compete at the places that I go will not go there because it's just too much money. They can go compete elsewhere and accomplish the same thing and at a third of the price.
Couple of its downward spiral. Let me ask you this. So those World Equestrian Games, will it come back there?
No, Steve, I don't know that much about that particular event, how often it's held, and what have you. It's not a yearly thing. I'm almost positive of that. And it's kind of along the lines of the Olympics, where it goes to a different country or a different area all the time. It's kind of like more like the Olympics than something that's going to repeat itself every year. I could be wrong, but that's what I think.
I had the same feeling. So they've made their splash in the pan. Unless they can draw in some of those folks like the one you're going to, they're going to crash and burn now. So, yeah, that's why I haven't put a whole lot in that, because when they had the equestrian games, shoot, I wasn't about to go up there and pay their inflated prices and fight the traffic and all that. And I went up there about 3 weeks ago, taking my granddaughter up there, thinking we might get to see something. Nah, the whole place is in lockdown because the World Equestrian System is they hadn't even started back up yet because of the COVID. And they said when they did, it would be participants only, no spectators.
To see what goes on over there. I've only been there half a dozen times or so, and that was when I was hired by another photographer to go work there. And other than that, I haven't really been there much. I know that the places that I go to, a lot of them have closed down, locked down last year. This year, they seem to be opening up, but they've got some strict rules that everybody's got to abide by. And it's kind of a pain, but and it's kind of a joke, to tell you the truth. But, you know, that's the only way they can have these events, is to abide by these rules. But things are going to start to get more and more relaxed now that everybody's getting vaccinated, I think.
Yep. Well, what is that thing that, may we live in interesting times? And I believe we're living in some interesting times right now. All right, well, listen, I'm going to bail out on you, bud. I'm going to go in here, and I've made it back to the house, and I'm going to go in here and see what I can't stir up before my buddies come up. So, 73s, K and 4, BWA. I'm clear after you, final.
All right, Steve, have a good one. I appreciate the ride along here. I've only got about maybe 7 or 8 miles to go, so going to get Jim's 6-meter beam up today. Talk to you later. Have a good one. ND7J Mobile.